KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have clear skies. We're at 44 degrees, and we're looking for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Area and State News on KJAN. Well, the first jury trial to be held in Cass County since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic put the brakes on cases, but will be held next week in Atlantic. The county attorney, Vanessa Strozdas, has informed the Board of Supervisors Chair Steve Beyer the jury selection will be held at the Cass County Community Center to allow for social distancing. Beyer said also on Tuesday a plan is in place for the trial itself, but he wasn't clear what that plan was. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning continued with their ongoing discussion pertaining to the Iowa DOT's proposed closing of 570th Street at the Interstate 80 underpass. The board has held two previous discussions on the matter. The DOT proposes making Interstate 80 six lanes, which would require the elimination of some of the underpasses across the state for the purpose of widening the road. During their meeting Tuesday, Javen and Catherine Smith, who own 160 acres on the north side of I-80 at that location and 570 acres on the south, Javen said that he would be directly affected by the closure of the county roadway at 570th and the I-80 underpass, saying the change would essentially result in him traveling out of his way to get to his 160-acre property on the north side of the interstate.
We've got little access on the home site there for spraying, so we can get sprayer under there for water trucks or grain trucks. Transporting grain. I expressed we've got livestock facilities in that area also. That we use it for nutrient management. Moving liquid hog manure to the residents. I know on the Christensen side they're taking manure also. So there's a large cost associated with moving liquid. And I don't know the specifications totally, but I'm going to say application on site is going to be somewhere around 1.6 cents a gallon. You start be doing it by the mile on transportation of liquid manure. If it goes up half a cent per mile.
The board heard from other property owners and farmers in the area during their past two meetings. After a due discussion on Tuesday, a decision was made to invite a DOT representative to the next board session to clarify what will happen if the county chooses to close or not to close the road. In other business, the Cass County supervisors this week passed a resolution assigning a county-held tax sale certificate to the city of Atlantic and to enter in an agreement to abate the taxes. Atlantic agreed to that last night during their meeting of the city council. The city will discuss other matters as well with the County Board of Supervisors as time progresses. Well, the Creston Police Department has received three separate theft reports. On Tuesday, a woman from Indianola told police that a Stanley Jumpit 300 amp 12-volt starter was removed from her vehicle parked at 310 Oak Street in Creston. Loss was estimated at around $40. And a man reported to the police that his Smith & Wesson 40 caliber handgun was stolen from his vehicle in the 100 block of North Oak Street in Creston. Loss there estimated at $500. On Wednesday, a Creston woman reported that her purse containing credit cards, checks, her social security number, cash, and medications was stolen from her residence in the 300 block of North Oak Street. The loss was estimated at $500. Creston police also said 38-year-old Candace Lene Russell of Creston was arrested at a residence in the 900 block of North Sumner for driving while barred. She was transported to the Union County Jail, posted bond, and was released. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Wednesday evening on a theft charge. 20-year-old Nicholas Allen Foster of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. in the 300 block of East Joy Street for theft in the fifth degree. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Well, in the latest report from the State of Iowa Coronavirus Dashboard, it shows today as of 7:45 this morning that Cass County has eight more positive cases of the virus for a total since the pandemic began of 206 cases. The number of cases in Pottawatomie County jumped 76 to 2,471. There was one additional death attributed to the virus in Pott County for a total there of 42 since the outbreak began. Harrison County had 26 more cases of COVID-19 for a total of 366. You can see the individual county breakdown in the same story on our news page. Statewide, there are 850 positive cases of COVID-19 to date, with 1,508 new cases being reported since 10 a.m. on Wednesday. There have also been five more deaths statewide for a total of 1,419. The IDPH says of those reported deaths, 964 were related to a pre-existing medical condition. There are more than 841,000, almost 842,000 Iowans that have been tested for COVID-19 to date, with more than 744,430 negative test results of those. Recently, there were 6,285 results received, with 6,104 of those negative, 706 positive. The average positivity rate is 11.4%, while the 14-day rolling average is 8.8%. Iowans who have recovered from the virus amount to 74,166. Hospitalizations continue to rise from 444 yesterday to 449 this morning. The IDPH says eight more patients were in an intensive care unit for a total of 112. 63 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Wednesday. That's down from 97 yesterday. And 39 patients are on a ventilator. Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals say 23 people are hospitalized. That's unchanged from the previous report. Six are in an ICU, two were admitted, and no one was on a ventilator as of this morning. There are currently 53 long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa, with 1,092 positive cases of COVID among the patients and staff at those facilities. And there have been 724 deaths since the outbreak began. The IDPH reports 604 recoveries from the virus at those facilities. Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne said she was shocked by President Trump's announcement that all pandemic relief negotiations were suspended until after the election. Axne said she was on a conference call with House Democrats being briefed about the latest round of negotiations when the president sent out his tweet.
Deciding that it was more important for him to push something off until after the election instead of helping American people put food on the table, make sure that our health care providers had the PPE that they needed, and get our economy back up and running.
Trump has since backtracked, indicating that before November 3rd, he'd signed bills providing relief to businesses and sending another $1,200 stimulus check to most Americans. Republican David Young is a former 3rd District congressman who is running against Axne this year. He blames Democrats in the House for the impasse. But Young says in addition to Trump's latest list, the package should include money for the child care industry, as well as liability protections to shield small business from COVID-related lawsuits.
There's a package that's kind of lingering and almost dead probably in Washington, D.C. because of dysfunction that could be used right now to help Iowans get out of this suffering.
Young and Axne made their comments during a debate late Wednesday afternoon on WHO television. Republican Senator Joni Ernst said the economic stimulus plan drafted by a bipartisan group of House Democrats and Republicans could be the starting point for renewed negotiations.
I do hope that we move forward with a package, but it does have to be focused on COVID-19 relief.
As we mentioned earlier on Tuesday, President Trump had postponed negotiations until after the election, but a few hours later he announced he'd accept the bills, providing relief for the airline industry and small businesses, as well as possibly another round of stimulus checks to individuals. A plan from a bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus in the House calls for $1.5 trillion in spending.
It's probably still a little higher than what we would want to see in the Senate, but again, it is such a great starting place.
House Democrats have passed two pandemic relief packages that stalled in the Senate. Ernst says she's opposed to provisions in those bills that would have provided more federal money to cities and states.
What Iowa taxpayers tell me is, why should I, when I do the right thing, have to bail out another state?
Ernst made her comments after visiting a biodiesel plant in Mason City. Earlier on the day, Wednesday, she toured Winnebago Industries facility in Forest City. Ernst, who is the co-chair of the 12-member Senate RV Caucus, notes that RV sales have increased during the pandemic.
People are fascinated with spending time as a family, but in a safe way, and they have found that camping and RV-type activities really fill that gap where maybe they're not able to do a traditional type of family getaway where they're going to a hotel somewhere.
Winnebago managers highlighted solar and lithium battery technology that's incorporated into the company's RVs. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Wyota man was injured during a single vehicle accident Tuesday night east of Atlantic. Deputies responded to the scene off White Pole Road or Highway 6 just west of Highway 71 at around 9:24 p.m. Upon their arrival, a vehicle was found upside down in a cornfield. The driver and lone male occupant, 44-year-old Joseph Lewis Grimes of Wyota, was extricated from the vehicle by mechanical means from rescue crews and taken to the Cass County Hospital. He was later flown by helicopter to an unknown hospital facility for treatment of serious injuries. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. And Anita Rescue and Wyota first responders, along with Cass EMS, were called at around 11:15 a.m. Wednesday to the scene of a motorcycle accident on Interstate 80. Authorities say a person operating the motorcycle was forced into a hard brake for some reason and lost control of the machine. The driver and his passenger were injured. The passenger flown by helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The driver was taken by ambulance to CCMH. The accident happened on I-80 westbound at mile marker 63.6. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.